Blog Talk Radio.
And I'm here, man. Are y'all ready for the fire talk? Low down on the biz and uplift the dialogue. Oh, yeah. Yes, I'm right along. This is straight off the press. The remix fresh with no pilot song. Oh. To crying on with the certified thoughtful. Yeah. To get the proof of the feet, it's time to call blow. Yeah. The raspberry wind is frank and flavorful. Insatiable eardrums taste the radio. Here can't be beat for clashing me. Better leave all your doors and all half the week.
Right.
Positive or motivational strategy. Successful guest promoter self-mastery. BlogTalkRadio.com/the remix Friday at 10 p.m. Eastern. Support the sister with a great reason. I must insist, don't miss it this evening. Peace, man.
I want to say welcome to the remix. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue, and of course, you know where you are. You are live in the remix. I want to say welcome to everyone out there listening, no matter where in the world you're listening from, and invite you to bring yourself on over and join us here in the remix. And, wow, it's a crazy night. I don't even think I got to tell you guys. There's a banner up there at the top that says 13 years ago. Well, that's interesting because that number is going to be coming up a lot tonight. We got a lot of things that we're going to cover, and we're going to get right to it. I want to thank you guys so much, you magic makers, you remix lovers out there. I want to thank you guys for doing your work and doing it in such a powerful way and hanging in there and being with the remix family tonight, because tonight, you're in for a treat. You're in for a very big treat tonight. So no matter when you're listening to this, if you're listening live or if you're listening to the downloads, as thousands of you always do from around the world and here, I want to welcome you to the forum tonight. 646-652-2711 is the number to call to get yourself locked in and to come on in and to get on the phone and listen. This is how you can get on the phone and listen. You can also come on over and join us in the chat room. It is off the chain already. And you can get some cosmic directions, www.blogtalkradio.com/the remix, all one word. It's how you're going to get in. If you're a guest and you're joining us for the very first time, let me be the first to say welcome. Welcome to the Remix family. And you're more than welcome to come on and get into the chat room. Click the link at the bottom that says guest, sign up, come in, tell us who you are. The Remix family is in the house, and they are sure to make you feel right at home and welcome. I want to start out tonight's show by talking about, of course, letting you guys know it was not my intention to be late tonight whatsoever. In fact, I pretty much have taken most of the day today to really prep myself to be able to be in the remix, doing what we do, how we do, when we do it. A lot of things do take a divine turn sometimes. And I have really, really learned how to trust that 100% and to be led by that inner guidance that we all have within ourselves. You guys know how I feel about knowing your magic, because knowing your magic is simply living life with a purpose. It's also living your life inside rather than living yourself, your life on the outside. So with all of that being said, welcome to the remix, everyone. So glad to have you guys in the house tonight. We got a lot of stuff going on this weekend. I want to get this out up front and personal right now. Nancy Lockhart, taking care of business. This is definitely a place you want to be, and it's certainly not too late. You can contact Nancy Lockhart by emailing her at they saved me a seat, Nancy, and emailed her at thewrongfulconviction@gmail.com. She's going to be covering everything. I know you guys have seen all the posts all over the Facebook pages and everywhere. We talked about it on last week's show. If you did not get a chance to listen, download, download, download. This is going to be an amazing opportunity to have Nancy Lockhart, the country's world leading analyst, up close and personal to really, really get into some of these subjects that we need to be talking about, that we need to be connecting ourselves with. What happens so many times is that none of these issues matter. Home foreclosure, what to do if you get arrested, you know, what happens if you need to copyright something, or what happened if there's some legal issue? You have students or yourself who may want to go to college, who want to be a lawyer. All of these different questions do not matter until it happens to you or someone in your family. The great thing about this workshop that Nancy is doing, she's doing it before she begins to embark on her own origin path as she continues her mission and work in life. And she's going to be an esquire, a lawyer now. And so this amazing work that she's been doing in the trenches, underground, for the family, the conscious community, the worldwide, she's going to be embarking on another journey. And so this is a great chance before she leaves to really connect with her, get this information, ask her all of these important questions. And this, I guess you could ask yourself, why is this important right now? Where can you get all of this information in a live form? Nowhere. You can't, unless you pay someone thousands and thousands of dollars. You're not going to get it. So Nancy is offering this, and you get a recording. So maybe you have none of these issues going on in your life at this time. But it is one of those keepsake things, a recording you will get 48 hours afterwards that you can keep for the rest of your life, use for your whole family and people who are connected to you. So everything from foreclosures, everything to do about what to do when you're buying a house, copywriting, what to do if you want to trademark something, what to do if you have any kind of situation dealing with something of legal, what to do, where to go, what to look for, you know, where are these things, what to do if your ass gets locked up or you know someone in your family that gets locked up, teenagers, you know, pay attention to what's going on in the news. It's all kinds of crazy shit going on. Really, this is the time for us to be able to bring this energy into balance, to bring this energy into balance. This is the time to do that. It's a lot of legal shit going on right now. If you're looking, we've been really moving into this energy all year long. You don't want to miss this opportunity. Don't get blindsided. You know, too many times we become reactive and not proactive. Because everything is good now, that can shift. Maybe not for you, but for someone you're close to. And what an amazing thing, what an amazing thing, if you can have this information to know what direction to begin to turn to. Yes. Yes. And know that myself is definitely committed to being there. I'm going to be there, Miss Blue. Brother Bilal is going to be there, has committed himself to being there. Sister Munya has committed herself to being there, and many others. You want to email her at thewrongfulconviction@gmail.com. And I believe that's correct. Yes. Let me get it. But that is it. And I know you guys have her email address. You should have that on lock. You should have that on lock. You really should. Welcome to the remix, everyone, and we'll make sure we get that correct one out to you guys. But welcome to the remix. It is thewrongfulconviction@gmail.com. So thewrongfulconviction@gmail.com. And thank you so much for that, Chastity. All right, you guys, we're in the chat room. We're about to get started. We have a lot of things that we're going to be covering here tonight. And know that the workshop is going on tomorrow. It's all day. You don't have to be present. You don't have to be present. But it's going to start around 12 Eastern Standard Time. Around 12 Eastern Standard Time, I believe. Email Nancy Lockhart. She's going to give you all of the information. Like I said, whether you can stay 10 minutes, 5 minutes, it doesn't matter. All you have to do, it's at 1 Eastern Standard Time. I apologize. At 1 Eastern Standard Time. So the only thing you have to do is email her in the taglines, put, "Save my seat, Nancy," and get it. It's from 1 Eastern until 6 p.m. Eastern. We're going to be getting it in. And Nancy has so much that she's going to be bringing you. So much. So much. Okay, so what we're going to be talking about tonight. Okay, tonight, you guys, remix. The Blue Moon and the Call of the Brown Spirits is what we're going to be talking about tonight. We got a lot of things that we're going to be covering and we're going to be getting to. So we're going to get right into the share right now. I am just really, really honored to be here with you guys. We're going to listen to a little bit of Baby Blue. It's been an amazing week. We're going to talk about it. But I want us to move around. This song here is really a channel based on a lot of the information that we're going to be covering here tonight, live in the form. So we're going to hear a little bit of Baby Blue, as we always do, and then we're going to start dancing.
La, 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 the remix. Hey, this is Baby Blue. And remember, if nothing else moves you, life will.
That's right. So this song here, you guys, really is the inspiration. This song was inspired by a big part of the inspiration of what we're going to be talking about now. I kind of want you to get into that feel, get into that groove with this, this particular song right here, and really just kind of allow your energy to flow for you tonight. It's going to be some real magical shit going on. It's a blue moon going on. Of course, you guys know that right now. Welcome to all of our international listeners who's listening from all over the planet. We'll give some international shots out in just a little bit. But I see you guys out there, and I welcome you here to the forum, as well as all of you guys. So we're going to listen to this song. I want you to get into this energy, get into the flow. Blue moon. The Call of Brown Spirits.
Thank you.
guys. Of course, you know, that was the Staple Singers and Pop and Respect Yourself. Tonight, we're talking about Blue Moon and the call of the brown spirit. I want to start out and just kind of share this with you guys, and I thank you guys for being patient with me as I kind of get into this and just kind of pull all of this information out for you. You guys know that blue moons, particularly moons, are very, very much connected, and they become more intense, more potent at certain times. Your dreams do. And like many of you who have been emailing me from all over the world, I've gotten your email, the same for myself. Over the last couple of weeks, I've been having these dreams. I have dreams all the time, and yes, some of them are pretty intense, pretty lucid, and you know, you guys know that from me, like many of you as well, too. But these were some very, very different kind of dreams. And so what really is the inspiration behind the show tonight about what we're going to be talking about, the blue moon, brown spirits, and sort of that connection of what's going on at this particular time in this reality that we're in, has a lot to do with that. And I see many of you are out there, you're saying, yes, yes, you've been having these dreams as well. Well, in this one particular dream, it's not unusual for me to attend class. I do this often. Oftentimes, ever since I've been a very little girl, there would be a place where I would go that was kind of like some sort of, I guess you could say, some sort of place out in space where I would go, and it felt like there was sort of people meeting with me and saying things to me. And so, you know, over the course of the years, these dreams happen from time to time, all kinds of dreams in all kinds of different dimensions. You know, I work very, very closely in the Akashic Records. That's one of my primary things that I have come back here to do and in this incarnation. This particular dream, however, was a little different because usually you guys know how I feel about dreams. I love them. I always have loved them and still do. It's very, very easy for me to be able to get into the energy and read it and decipher it. This dream, however, was a little different for me at first. So I'm going to tell you about the dream because this is sort of the inspiration that really just this powerful download, I guess you could say, channel information that has come. So I was in this place. And for many of you who've had Akashic Record readings from me, you know that one of the things that I do is I tell you the time period we're in, particularly for those that I've done Akashic Record readings for, and we've dealt with the past, you know, and began to tell you, like, oh, this happened in the 1600s, you were in the 12th dynasty, or this was, you know, this time period. I can really narrow it down to exactly, energetically, where it was. Well, this particular time period was a pretty recent one. It was really, really between the 1800s, a very recent time period. And so there was this classroom. We were inside this barn-like building, and there was a classroom. There was several people in the class sitting down. Everybody was there. It was a lot of people there, and it was a woman. She was an older black woman. And she was standing before the class. And there was a gentleman. He was approximately kind of a tall, kind of slim, dark hair, dark eyes, white man. And he asked the question. He said, so talk to us some more, if you can talk to me some more, about being on Earth and why so much crime and so many things have happened on Earth in particular. And so she began to get into the answer of explaining the answer, taking us back to that time, taking us back to the time to where slavery was set up. The first thing she did was explain the different levels of energy of this manifestation. and really showing us how to begin to look at this energy, because it's so many different levels, so many different dimensions to begin to look at it. But she said to really get down to the nut and bolt to understand. We all kind of, like a hologram, was able to see the planet Earth. And she spun it around. And she said, I want you to look at Earth. Look at the planet Earth. Look at all the different places on Earth. Look at all of the land masses. And we did. And slowly in those particular land masses, we started to see these different lines appear. So someone else in the class, there was an Asian woman in the back, she said, well, we see there's green lines. We see there's blue lines. There's black lines. There's gold lines. We see all of these different color lines. What are they? And she said, those are energetic lines. She said, because just like inside of your cells and your bodies, humans' cells and bodies hold memory. And she said, the planet Earth body holds memories. And she said, these different energetic lines, you can see them, and it's being transferred on many different levels. You can see these levels being transferred through crystals. So when you begin to pick up a piece of jade, and I have one here, a piece of jade that came out of one of the mines in Japan has different veins in it than a piece of jade that came from another continent. The colors are going to be different. When you get a piece of lapis that came out of the continent of where Africa is, and you get a piece of lapis that came from another part of the world, you can see the veins in them. Crystals are one of those memory holders of this information and the frequency of the times. That's why the amber is so important, because the amber is not a crystal. It's a fossil. But truth be told, what we're calling crystals are really all fossils. Now, what has been opening up, and this is something that Brother Bilal talked about, I don't even know, maybe the beginning of the year, he talked about watching sort of the different patterns. And then there were some channels I got, and I told you guys, watch the Pacific and watch the weather, the things that are going on. What actually has begun to manifest is that these crystals are waking up. They're attuning themselves to a different frequency and a different vibration. And it's causing all kinds of things to go a different direction, because they're creating new energetic lines, because we've entered into the sixth dimension, most of us, and because there is a separation going on. So these crystals inside of the Earth are making these different patterns, these energetic ley line patterns of information that's running through them. So now, I'm sitting in the class, and then all of a sudden, she says, okay, well, that's it for tonight. Everybody gets up. There's this brother that comes over to me, good-looking brother, of course. I never really met an ugly brother, but this good-looking brother comes over to me, and he says, hey, let's go, let's go. And he says, hurry up, because we can't be late for our next class. So we get ready. I'm grabbing my stuff to get ready to get up and leave. And he says, oh, don't forget the bottle. I'm thinking, bottle. I grab the bottle, and we come outside of this barn, because now we're back on Earth, and we're in this barn. And we come outside of this barn, and we're running like on a dirt kind of rocky paved road. But I couldn't get a clear understanding. I couldn't get close enough to what I was holding to be able to see what it was. Like, what is this? Like, what the hell am I holding? Like, I don't even drink. Like, really? I don't even really have a wine cooler. Like, that's a, I don't know what this is. So we're running, and then all of a sudden we stop running, and he turns me around and says, hey, he said, we're going to get ready to go in this next class, but it's important you keep that bottle with you. So I said, okay. I woke up. I came out of that a little groggy. I thought, what was that? That was the first dream. The second dream, we were together. It was me and this brother again. And he came and he says, I want to show you something. I said, okay. He got me, walked. We walked around this field, and it really wasn't much in this field. It was some beautiful grass, like some of the most beautiful, vivid grass I've ever seen in my life. Boy, would I would like to have my lawn like that. It was beautiful. The grass was beautiful. It was just all green. And then there was just some trees, not even a whole lot of trees, but just a few trees. And we were walking around and we were talking. And he started to talk to me. And we were having a conversation. And again, he hands me this bottle. So I take the bottle again, this second time, and I'm holding it, and I'm remembering in my mind, like, that's how crazy I am. Like, damn it, Blue, look at the bottle, see what the hell it is. So he says, whatever you do, I want you to keep this close because this is really going to help you to understand a lot of things that's going on. Well, we went into the next class. I had the bottle, but I still could not zoom in enough to see what the bottle was. So when I went into the next class, again, it was the same woman, the same sister girl. She was standing there, you know, and she was talking as if in a classroom setting again. And once again, we were out of this world, literally into another place in space. I didn't feel uncomfortable. It's a place I've been before. This was just a different kind of setting, you know what I mean? And again, it was this question that someone else asked about planet Earth. In particularly, they wanted to talk about things going on Earth. There were some other places mentioned, other things, and those questions were really short and to the point. But most of the questions was about Earth. And so I even want to take you guys back to that to show you where my energy has been. That's why I even did the show last week, Growing Up on Earth, because I was having all of these dreams. And so everything we were talking about was from Earth. And it was a couple of people in this other class that had never been to Earth. So they were like, oh, so y'all from Earth? You know, like we was in some kind of clique. Like y'all are Earth clique? Y'all from Earth? So we was telling them about shit going on Earth. They was like laughing, like, oh, okay. Wow, that's some deep shit. All of that be going on. It was a couple of people who said, that's why I don't want to be on Earth. That's why I don't want to be there. I don't even want to go. I don't even want to mess with that. I don't want nothing to do with Earth. And then there were some other people who said that they were very excited and that they soon would be coming to Earth. In a lot of the readings that I've been doing lately, I have met a lot of the babies and then even a lot of you guys, because I will catch flashes even when I'm talking to you, that a lot of you have not had a lot of experience on Earth. I was doing a reading just this week, last week, I can't remember, or a couple of weeks ago for a brother and his son, and I said, I was, you know, doing the readings on the babies, and I'm always very, very careful about energetically messing with anyone, particularly our children, our babies, anyone's path. No offense, but you human parents could be crazy as fuck sometimes. That's why I always say I love my babies, because some of y'all is off the chain. And so parents always want to know, what can I do to help support my baby? Nothing. These little jokers know more than our asses will ever know, you know, and this is something that many have said before, too. Brother Bobby Hemmett has said this a lot. Don't mess them up. Don't mess them up by doing stuff to them. Just don't mess them up, you know, and I believe that as well, too. So, but I was doing a reading for this baby, and I realized, he hasn't really been to Earth. He hasn't been to Earth. Like, some of you guys out here listening, you haven't done a lot of tours on Earth. And particularly when people haven't done a lot of tours on Earth, a lot of things happen. Sometimes they become conscious, but a lot of things happen. One of them is they get themselves locked into different systems, different spiritual groups, religions, cults, these type of things, because they're trying to experience all of this. But one of the things that was particularly interesting in this class that we were talking about, the crime question came up. And what was revealed, and this is a lot what's happening right now, is that, and particularly what's going on right now, is with a lot of these crimes, you see a lot of senseless crimes happening. You're seeing a lot of young brothers committing crimes, even sisters, all of these different type of things committing these crimes. Well, here is what's happening, and I was able from this channel to get the understanding, as she explained it, of what's going on. What is happening is during the time of slavery and wars, civil wars, slavery, when these things broke out, and right now we're going to focus our energy right here on the continent of the USA. What happened when these things broke out, these wars, is that there was no retribution made, particularly to whatever we want to call ourselves, African American and Black people. So hold on, because I'm even in this class thinking, whoa, not this again, not this, please, not this. What happened is how this was explained, is that when the slavery and these wars broke out, particularly for Black people, energetically, those energetic lines, residue, was left here. The only way to clear the residue was to take into consideration what happened. I want you guys to begin to look at other cultures where they had the Nazis, even some of the things that have been done to the Native Americans, and even those things done in China. All of those different groups got retribution. So the question was asked, why is there so much violence and killing in the Black community? And so the answer was given by my spirit guide. The answer that was given to us that was in this class was because there was no retribution ever made. None. So energetically, it left that residue for all of these souls incarnating back on the planet. They incarnated back into that energy. So you have all of this Black crime, that, you know, people shooting, the gang bangs, all of this. You see that there was no retribution. And not only was it something that happened here, but it also happened in places like Haiti, where there was infiltration and the people were colonized and they were taken over. They never made that residue go away. And so that is the price that Earth pays for that. Not just Black people, not just white people, not just Spanish people, not just Asian people. That is the price that us humans on Earth pay for that. This is not about reparation. Believe it or not, the payment is no longer due. The payment is going to be paid in a different matter, a completely different matter. It's not about 40 acres and a mule. So I want you guys to understand me and hear me really, really clear. Here's some things. I want to give you some channels for the future, and I'm going to try to stay on target with this because there's a lot of things that we do have to cover. And I may not see this in my lifetime here on Earth, but I want to put some channels out there, and I want to tell you guys about these predictions of what's going to happen. And these are going to be things to come. Soon, what's going to happen is, you know how when you fill out an application or you do certain things, they ask you if you're black, white, island, Pacificer, if you're Asian descent. They want to know what your ethnicity is. They want to know what that is. Well, here's what's getting ready to happen. There is going to be a way that they are going to try and attempt to give some sort of compensation to those who can prove they're African American. And this is going to be how you know we have really moved into another period. Because what's going to happen is they're going to do it same way with the Native American blood. Because, you know, if you can prove that you have at least one half, one third of Native American blood in you, then your children gets to go to go to college for free. You get all kind of scholarship. You get land. You get all of these things when you can prove that you have this Native American blood in you. Now, here's what it's getting ready to come to, because, see, the price is getting very heavy for Earth, and I felt that from people who are not on Earth, who are not here, that was in the class with me, that Earth is getting ready to get some heavy price paid on its ass. And so what they're getting ready to do is they're going to say, if you can prove you're of African descent, if you have a certain percentage to prove that you're of African descent, then this is going to be available for you. Watch. It may not happen in my lifetime, but watch when I tell you. Now, here's what's going to happen, because I've already seen it in the future. You're going to be looking at somebody, and they're going to be looking at you, and you're going to be saying, you know, girl or man, we finna go get paid. We finna go show our skin. We finna go take this test because we know we finna get paid. And when they take that test, two things is going to be disclosed. One, they are going to see that absolutely every single person is connected back to Africa. No big deal. We already know that, Miss Blue. We been knew that. Yeah, we did. But here's the other thing they're going to say. They're going to also be excluding a lot of you, and so you don't have enough African-American blood in you to qualify. Ain't that something? And it's not going to be based on your melanin. They're not looking at that. They're looking at your DNA. They're looking at your DNA. And eventually, the whole race card, the whole ethnicity card is going to go out the window, because people are going to be in an uproar. Because people who thought they ass was black, ain't going to qualify to be of black descent. And people who thought they was white ass is going to be qualified. And see, it's going to cause so much chaos that they're going to do away with it and say, we're going to do away with all of that shit. We all won. That's it. See, this thing called slavery has really kind of jacked us up. And we're still living out the Willie Lynch daily. The difference is it's internal now. This is internal. But mark my words, they're trying to figure it out now. They're trying to figure out how can we make this wrong right. Things like offering us equal opportunity didn't work. Things like even giving us or allowing a president didn't work. Us owning stuff didn't work because it's not about that. That's not what it's about. So Earth got a big-ass job on its hand to try to make this right. So I wanted to share that. I want to go back to my dreams here. I want to go back to this dream. So finally, on the last episode of this dream, I was able to look at the damn label. And this brother told me some shit that blew my mind. Literally, B-L-E-B-L-U-E, my mind. And B-L-E-W, blew my mind. So now, I finally get the bottle. Me and him sit down. We talk. And he's breaking it down, and he's telling me this, and he's telling me that, and I'm on this whirlwind, and I'm going from this to that, and I'm like, oh, my goodness. I look at the label, and the label is Jack Daniel's. Jack Daniel's Tennessee Whiskey. I come out of the damn dream like Wonder Woman. I literally felt myself floating above my bed. I fall back down, and I am like, going insane. The brother kept telling me, answer the call. I'm looking at my phone. And I'm trying to see, did somebody call me? What the hell? So anyway, I'm thinking, okay. So I said, calm yourself down. Relax yourself a little bit. And let's just sit with this. Because I get these dreams, visions, channels all the time. A lot of them are not for me to share with anybody. They're for me and my personal life. I'm here still doing my work just like you guys. So I don't share everything. That's not even the point. So I happen to cut on the television, and all of a sudden across the news, they flash some shit about Jack Daniel's. Signs and symbols. So I said, you know what? It's a busy week this week, but sometimes this week, I'm going to go back and I'm going to research some things on Jack Daniel. I didn't get a chance to. Then all of a sudden, a couple of years ago, and you guys may remember when I did this show, and I talked about really kind of bringing your body into balance from your feet. We know how important the feet are and the toes. And I told you guys about something I discovered called yoga pose. And how amazing they were. In fact, a lot of you emailed me because you went and got yoga toes. It straightens out the alignment in your foot so that everything can just be in alignment in your whole body. And all of a sudden, so I'm on their mailing list. They send an email to me, and guess what's in the email? Yoga toes. Jack Daniel's. They're doing a story on fucking Jack Daniel's. So I'm like, okay. Okay. I'm like, okay. Call. I'm like, Jack Daniel's, call. Now, one of the things I want you to know is that Jack Daniel's is doing a $103 million project, upgrades and all. All bars none. They pulling out all fucking stops while this world is talking about we ain't got no money, the unemployment rate is up. This is why I tell you guys, don't buy into the fucking illusion. They're upgrading, they're doing all of these things, but I want you to know something, even this payment won't work. Because let me tell you, this payment is late with Jack Daniel's. Let me tell you the channel that I got about Jack Daniels. And I don't know how many of you guys are familiar with Jack Daniels, but let me give it to you as it was given to me. Now, the man who actually started the company, I'm going to tell you the story they told you, and I'm going to tell you the real story. You can always go read their story. So let me tell you the real Jack Daniels story, okay? Jack Daniels grew up in a family with a lot of kids. It was a whole bunch of them. This is what we know in this dimension as a white America. They lived in Tennessee. They lived somewhere near Moore County in Tennessee. Now, the deal with Jack was this. Jack, and I know a lot of y'all love Jack, and we're going to talk about this. We're going to talk about this. But one of the things I want to tell you is Jack, when his mother gave birth to him, she died. So he was the youngest child. His mother gave birth, and she died, giving birth to Jack. So, code word for he was already traumed when he came back into this world. Of course, we know we pick our parents, but he came back in. So his father remarried a woman, and this particular woman was a very, let's just say, highly religious Christian with strong beliefs and morals type of woman. Okay. And he was a very, very Christian family. So Jack's father, you know, he got this new wife and she's able to take care of his kids and he's real thankful for that. So he kind of fall in line, as brothers do, you know, with a good woman behind him. And Jack's father felt she was a very good woman for him and his children. And so whatever kind of shot she called. So she said, guess what? All of us, we about to take our ass to church. We about to do this thing. We Christians and we going to follow these rules. So that's what the family did. But Jack wasn't buying that at all. Jack wasn't buying that. He wasn't feeling that. He wasn't feeling her too much. He really wasn't buying it. But he went along with it. I mean, what are you going to do? You're a little kid. You have no other choice. So what ends up happening is his father ends up dying. And his father ended up dying. When his father died, pretty much that chick said, okay, check this out. I ain't y'all real mama anyway. And I'm not going to be here struggling taking care of all of you. So y'all going to have to get out there and you're going to have to earn a living and you're going to have to be on your own because I'm fixing to bounce and find me another husband and be another mama baby to somebody else's daddy. So she sent Jack off, and he went to a lot of these different Christian places where he could work and live and stay. Jack did that. Then all of a sudden, Jack really just kind of got himself in a place where he was like, you know what, I'm 10 years old. I'm about to do my own thing. I'm tired of all of this. So he runs into this man that owned the store. And the guy's name was Dan Call, D-A-N-C-A-L-L, Dan Call. So he runs into this man named Dan Call. So Dan kind of scoops, he was a reverend, he scoops Jack up under his wings because him and his wife didn't have any children. So Jack was that son he always wanted. So everything that he did, every place he went, he took Jack with him. Now, his wife, another one of them Christian women with strong moral values, really didn't want nothing to do with Jack. She felt like Jack wasn't her child. She didn't want nothing to do with Jack. So she told her husband, you can keep him. Now, this is a little white boy. And this is, and Dan was a white man, but she told him he can't come in the house, not up in our house. Let him stay out there with the folks that work for you, okay? So Around 10 years old, he lets Jack in on a little secret. He says, yes, I'm a reverend. I'm a pastor and a man of the cloth. And yes, I run this grocery store. He was a very well-respected man in his town and in his community. But he let Jack in on a little secret. And that secret was that he made whiskey. That he made whiskey. And so he got Jack and them two, and he said, I'm going to show you what I do. Well, see, he also had slaves. All of this is going on in Tennessee. And one of his slaves' name was George Carl. This is a brother, George Carl. Carl. I don't know why I want to say Carl. It's C-A-L-L, Carl. Carl, George Carl. And George Carl was that brother. When I say that brother, he was that brother. See, this is what he was trying to tell me in the dream. Answer the call, C-A-L-L. The call. You see, he was the one telling me this in the dream. So he was one of the workers for the pastor Dan Call, along with some other ones that we'll talk about their names in just a moment. Now, there's something very unique and different when it comes to Jack Daniels. And particularly, we're going to be talking about Jack Daniels number 7. Back during those times, all of the liquor whiskey that was being drunk was clear. None of it had any kind of color to it whatsoever. It was clear liquor, moonshine, all of that. It was all clear. Well, George Call is the one who came up with the formula that we now know as Jack Daniels. He was the real one who came up with this formula. Now, the Reverend was good to George Call, as good as good could be in those days. He recognized that these brothers who were working with him were the ones helping him make this. So what ended up happening is that one day, see, because it always takes the sister, and when I say that, I'm just talking in general, because this was a white woman, but it takes a sister, a woman. Carl's wife, not George Carl, but Dan, the Reverend's wife, said, you know, we got invited to this revival. I want us to go, because that's what she was all into. So they left and they went. They went on this trip, and you know, of course, they didn't have to worry about Jack because Jack couldn't stay in the house anyway. Jack was staying out back with the slaves. Keep in mind, Jack was no more than about 10 years old. So he was getting raised, taught, groomed by George and the rest of the crew. That became his new daddy, father, who took care of him, who listened to him, who showed him what they was doing. That's who it became. So he's a kid. He's a child. He's not even a grown man. And they're taking him in because that's what we do as the bearers and the creators on this planet. We are the only race that accepts everyone else. Did y'all ever notice that? So anyway, what ends up happening is they go to this revival and there's this woman there. And this woman who is there, she starts prophesizing. So Dan and his wife, the Reverend, is sitting there, and all of a sudden she points his ass out. And she says, you right there, Reverend Dan Call, stand up. So she gives him this grandiose introduction, And as she gives him this grandiose introduction, she says, you know, you really should make up your mind. Are you going to serve God or are you going to serve the devil? Because what people don't know is that what you're doing over there back in Tennessee that people don't know about is that you're making whiskey. And not only are you making whiskey, you're over there congregating with niggas. Yes, she did the most. She did that. She busted him out at a revival in front of all of his peers. He devastated. His wife devastated. The whole way back, and back then they had a horse and buggy, so you know they asses had months to bring their ass back to Tennessee. So when he gets back, it's an uproar. Everyone's in an uproar. You know, at this particular time, you got the inhibition laws coming on. You got people trying to have tax tariffs going on. You got the same kind of shit that happened in the movie Django going on. You know, you got all of this stuff going on. He could not afford this bad publicity, not to mention tension was rising between the North and the South. So he gets back and he comes up with a grand idea. So he tells his wife, listen, I'm going to make it right. I'm going to serve the Lord. I'm going to leave the whiskey and the niggas alone. I'm going to leave it alone. So I'm going to leave it alone. He says, what I'm going to do is I'm going to leave it alone. So then he says, Jack, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to give you the liquor business, and I want you to take a couple of these slaves. You need to take George with you because George is the one who's coming up with this formula. He was 13 years old, Jack was, when this happened. Follow me here. He was 13 years old, around about that age. So Jack takes George and a couple of other people, and they go off. And they begin to mix these formulas. These formulas that George Call came up with, because what he was doing is he was actually taking the maple leaves and he was burning them over the coal. And it was giving it that caramel flavor plus the energy. They would sit up, he told me, and they would begin to sing songs as they worked, and they began to do all of these. See, George came from Africa with this recipe. He was from the area that was close to Segal. That's the area where he came from. So he knew how to do all of this. He knew how to take something clear, and he knew how to take this and begin to mix these things together. Alchemy, chemistry, all of that is not a new science to us. He got the name because Dan Call was his slave master. That's how he got the name Call. But make no mistake, George Call was a brother, a very powerful brother. He was a very innovative brother, like a lot of you. He was a brother that had the ability to channel creativity and to do that. He told me that this recipe that he created, was from the brown spirits. It was from the ancestors' spirits, the brown spirits. And this is why he told me when you drink, you either drink white or you drink brown liquor. The two don't mix. That's why you got rum and Coke, Jack and Coke, vodka, gin and juice. You don't mix dark and light. Because we know that liquor is spirits. He told me this recipe was from the brown spirits, our ancestors. That's why the liquor don't mix. And if you've ever drank and tried to mix white liquor while you're drinking brown liquor, I don't think you have too many other things to say. So this is a way to communicate with spirits. But listen, here's something else that George let me in on. He created this formula. He made this formula. Now, eventually what happened is George was lynched. He was lynched. And also another gentleman named John Shaw was lynched too. But let me take you to the story, because this happened in Lynchburg, Tennessee, where the Jack Daniels factory is still at to this day. Now, what ended up happening, well, one of the things I could tell you guys, how do you think Lynchburg got its name? That's why Lynchburg, just like Lynchburg, Virginia, that's how Lynchburg got the name. You see? That's how Lynchburg got its name, from lynching black people, men and women. And I want to take you guys back to something, and we will continue to talk about this. But one of the other things I want to tell you that George also told me about these brown spirits that they're in there. And one of the complaints, if you talk to an older brother who has been a Jack man for over 10 or 20 years, he's going to tell you that the formula of Jack has changed. And I'm going to tell you why. It doesn't taste the same. The energy is still there, but only for those who can pull it out. Because Jack Daniels was made from brown spirits. And that's why most brothers drink Jack. That's why. So you have Jack. And one of the things that Jack did, because, again, he was getting groomed. He was getting told what to do, how to do it, all of these things. He was getting told by George. Now, what happened is once the company got sold to him, Jack made a lot of trips because he wanted to sell this. See, because the people were on his tail. The government was on his tail. They was trying to find these people who was moonlighting and moonshining and selling this. The Ku Klux Klan was after that ass big time. Big time the Klan was after his ass. They wanted him, and they wanted all the people with him. And this is why. So Jack made several trips. In fact, he made three trips. He made three trips a week for 10 years. Three trips every 3 weeks, for 10 years. Again, we're back at the 13th. This was a very dangerous route because he was on his way to Huntsville, Alabama, and that was one of the most dangerous ways. Other moonshiners who was doing their work, because you had Bean doing their work, and some of the other people, they were doing their work too, but they were mad because Jack loved blacks so much. The Jim Bean brothers didn't like him because Jack loved brothers. That's who raised him. Now, the other thing that Jack did that was very innovative, he was the first person to file his business with the U.S. Patents Office when they opened up. He did it. He did it, all of this, under the direction of George. He did it. He filed his business. And when he filed his business, they gave him the number, number 7. That label, because he was looking to see what label to put on the bottle. And George said, why don't you use that same information on the paper they gave you and put it on the bottle? The other thing that Jack did, because he would take everything back to George and the crew and say, what do y'all think I should do? The other thing that they did is they changed the shape of the bottle. Everybody else's bottle was round. Jack Daniel's bottle is square. He got all of this innovation from George. It was a square bottle. He got that bottle, put the number on there. And then what ended up happening, he was looking for a way to make a name for himself. So what he did is he hired a band. He hired a band, and everywhere he went, because now his business was legal, to promote and sell Jack Daniels, he had the band. One of the guys who played in the band was John Shaw, another brother. He played in the band. So this was the first marketing advertisement ever to be used before radio, before television, any of that. Matter of fact, he did a campaign where he took the Jack Daniels up in a hot air balloon. How's that for innovation? He did all of that under the direction of who raised him. So he was very, very loyal to them. He finally had enough money that he brought some property. They were working very hard on this formula. People as far as St. Louis wanted to buy it. They wanted to get it. Of course, everything is being done by horse and buggy, so it's taken a long time, and he had to take some real gangster brothers with him because, like I said, they was trying to get that ass from the Klan, from other moonshiners being jealous of him, from the government trying to put taxations on him, plus the North and the South was about to go to war. It was all kinds of hell getting ready to break through. And matter of fact, the Ku Klux Klan approached him once and said, check this out, Jack. Because we know the Ku Klux Klan started in Tennessee. The Ku Klux Klan said, check this out, Jack. You know, we're not really feeling you loving all of these niggas. We're not feeling that. You know, y'all hanging out like y'all boys and, you know, like y'all want to roll together. Just like in the Django. See, because he had George with him wherever he went. And he told them, check this out. They told him, we want you to stop selling and giving this liquor to niggas. Well, of course, Jack couldn't do that because that's who was making it. That's who came up with the formula. And that's who raised him. He wasn't going to do that. And the Klan told him, the reason we want you to stop doing that is because it's making these niggas chase after white women. But see, that's not what was really happening. Not for the white women. When the brothers began to drink Jack Daniels, see, all of them spirits and brown spirits come on you. Your aura, your energy comes in you. And that made the brothers more attracted to these. That made the white women more attracted to these brothers. So the white women were chasing the brothers. In fact, white men, before they would rape their female slaves, they would drink some Jack. So now, you got Jack, and Jack's got to make some tough decisions because he's trying to make a name for himself, he's trying to build his distillery, but yet he knows where his heart and his roots are. Right before the war breaks out, he has to make a decision. He had two brothers who were friends. And these two brothers, one of them was representing the South, and one of them was representing the North. Democrat and Republic, the Red and White War, the Civil War, was about to break out. And Jack had to pick a side. But what he wasn't going to do was to turn against any of the people who raised him and helped him. So he picked the Republicans because he was in a Republican state. And that allowed for him to create and still make some money. So what happened is Jack decided he needed a break. And so he was going to travel. He actually was on his way to St. Louis because the Jack Daniels had won some awards. And while he was gone, because George and the band, because Jack Daniels, this is why anywhere you see any kind of musical concert, you will always see some sort of liquor backing it. Well, Jack Daniels started this. Matter of fact, he created a band ensemble in the state of Tennessee that played everywhere Jack Daniels was. And anytime you're talking about blues music or any of those things that is culturally collected to us, you will see Jack Daniels because it's always been there. And John Shaw played in that band. Well, what happened is while Jack was gone, they came looking, trying to steal, trying to kill, trying to do what they were doing because they were so jealous that Jack Daniels was becoming so popular and it was doing so well. They couldn't stand it. Plus, again, he had this defiant connection with what they were calling at the time these niggas. They didn't like it. They didn't like the way he treated them because he treated them like his equal. After all, George raised him. The nickname for Jack was Jack Black. Now, they'll tell you, oh, Jack Black is because he used to like to wear all black. Oh, no, 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 no. That's because he was connected to black folks. That's why they called him Jack Black. So now, Jack is gone, and they roll up on George, and they roll up on John Shaw. So they roll up on George Call, and they also roll up on John Shaw. They roll up on them, and they want them to give over the recipe because, see, they knew it was no way in hell that any of they asses came up with this shit. They fought. They fought. When I say they fought, they asses fought. They wasn't no bitch-ass niggas. They was getting it in. In fact, they killed quite a few people. They came back, brought the Klan back with them, brought some of the tax ammunitioners back with them. They brought some bounty men back with them to try to take over. Now, all the while, Jack is gone. They are fighting them. Eventually, they overtake them, but not without a fight. So they take George and they take John. Those are the two who held the recipe. And they take them to a bench tree. Now, for those of you who don't know what a bench tree is, we'll talk about that. Because when you start getting into the occult, you will see that they noted the bench tree as being a gateway crossing over. Even in some tarot decks, when the bench tree comes up, they will tell you it is represented as the death card. Because the bench tree is where they used to hang black folks. This is a sacred tree in Lynchburg. And so they hang George and they hang John. When Jack came back, he was devastated. He was fucking devastated. Now, when I went to go do some research on this channel that I got, when I researched George Call, Ida B. Wells came up, the Red Records, because he's in there. He was lynched. They said they don't know why. John Shaw is in the Red Records, but they don't know why he was lynched. But he was lynched. So you ask yourself, they're lynching all of these people. Why these two particular black people? Why did their names get remembered? Well, now you know why. You want to know why your daddy, your grandpapa, your uncle, your cousin, your man, yourself, you take a particular liking to Jack Daniels? Because that formula came from George Call. That's where the formula came from. A brother came up with that. So a lot of brothers said, and I've heard this from time to time, and I've talked to other brothers who's told me this as well, that Jack makes them want to fight. That when they drink Jack, they ass want to fight. Jack Daniels makes them want to fight. Isn't that interesting? Because these brothers went out fighting. You understand? I asked George, George, why? I hear a lot of brothers tell me when they get Jack, sometimes it makes them want to, you know, fight, get a little violent. Why? These brothers was getting it on for real. So that's the real Jack Daniels story. That's my version of it anyway. As told to me by George Call. That's the real story. Now, what ended up happening after that, just so you guys can know, because tonight is the payment to George Call. So tonight, one of the things I want to say, one, I know I answered the call, and I know you guys will too. What ended up happening after that, Jack became very depressed after that. And so he ended up getting some of his family to come work for him because after all, he didn't have George and he didn't have John anymore. So he got his family to come, one of his nephews that kind of had the same passion he had, but things just was not the same. And oh, Mr. Reverend Man, he lost his credibility in the cloth world and never could get himself back together. And of course, his wife left him. So Jack brought his family in, and one day he showed up to work very, very early. He was already sick, and oddly enough, he had diabetes. Imagine that shit. White boy with diabetes. Guess who he was hanging out with? Black folks. Guess who was feeding him? Black folks. But our bodies could take it back then. He could not. But that's who raised him. He had diabetes, which was almost unheard of for somebody white. He had diabetes because all of the sweetness in his life had been taken from him. He had lost his mother. He had lost his father. The man Dan Call, who was raising him somewhat as a son, lost him. He gets close to George. George takes him as his son. He loses George. So all of the sweetness in his life was gone. So he gets to work because he's trying to pass all this information on to his nephew that he can remember. But remember, he didn't come up with the original fucking formula. So he's trying to give this information to his nephew. He gets to work early. He cannot remember how to get the combination to the safe where all of the papers was that George told him and wrote all the shit down of what to do. He kicks the safe, messes up his damn toes, walks around limping, then ended up with gangrene. They had to end up chopping off his foot and part of his fucking leg, and he ended up a couple of years later dying. So then it's the nephew who really wasn't into this business anyway. He don't know shit. He trying to just go with the damn flow. He brings four of his children in. He dies. The four children really had nothing to do with the business. Oh, no, he wasn't going in that safe to get no money. That's where that recipe was at. Wasn't no money in that safe. Mm-mm. The four children take it over. They don't have a damn clue. So what they do is they sell the shit to Brown and Johnson or somebody who has it to this day. And guess what? They don't have the recipe. It's been gone. George got the recipe right now, laughing at that shit. Because now, the ones who's able to tap into the real frequency is who it was created for. It's brown spirits. Brown spirits. That was created for our people. That's why they didn't want no blacks drinking no Jack Daniel. They didn't give a damn about the other liquor. But Jack Daniel, oh, don't give their asses no Jack Daniel. So the real money was the recipe. That was the real money. So that's the story behind Jack Daniels. Jack never wanted to forget number 7. And so even when the government forced him to change the number to 16, still 1 plus 6 adds up to 7. Jack Daniels is what they were using to tap into brown spirits. This is what they were using to channel things. And you will notice that when you look back at any gentleman's club, any place where the rich and the elite is, you will see Jack and Coke. That's what you're going to see. Because that's what they're using to tap into our energy. All of Jack's stuff, from the honey, all of that. See, y'all think that it's some new shit when KFC and TGI Friday starts coming out with barbecue sauce and Jack. See, our folks been mixing that shit up, been mixing it up. Yes, the darkness doesn't come from inside of the barrel. It is a chemical, an alchemical process that happens when you mix these formulas together from the maple leaves, from all of these things, from even the barrels, which some of these barrels are even made out of bent trees, the same trees that they used to hang our ancestors from. The same tree that George was hung from. The maple syrup. Everything was grade A. One of the things that they will tell you to this day that they still understand, the charcoal, the melanin, all of these elements coming together makes a chemical formula. They allow it to age, as they call it. That is code word for they allow it to transform. It is alchemy. The tree is the beech tree. It is a sacred tree in Tennessee. You can find this tree all over the world. But it's also a portal. It's a gateway. It's a gateway. So there you have it. The real Jack Daniels story. Of how it came to be, and the powerful message from George Call. Yes. All of this from this very powerful dream and channel. Some serious stuff. It's some serious science. All of this from a dream, George Call is the brother's name. Badass brother. I don't even drink, but guess what? I got me some Jack Daniels number 7 right in front of me. This is so profound. Very profound. Knowing your magic is real, to understand it, not for some foolishness, not for some bullshit, not for some personal gain, but for the evolution of the planet. Not so you can get your rocks off, your kicks off, not so you can get a girl or get a boy, not for that. Very, very profound. So we're going to do a meditation. And all of you will get an opportunity to talk to George Call yourself. The brown spirits want their story to be told. This is for George. This is for George tonight. So you're going to get an opportunity. We're going to do a spirit quest tonight. And so I want you guys to just kind of get yourselves in a comfortable position. And we're going to do a live spirit quest tonight. And you'll get an opportunity up close and personal to speak with George Call. So here we go. Oh, I love you guys so much. I do. Gonna get set up here. Give me just 1 second. So, I want you guys to get yourselves in a nice, comfortable position. Immediately following the meditation, I am going to open up the lines for, I'm going to open up the lines for everyone to call in to share, so we can share. Now, here's what I want you to do. Get yourself in a nice, comfortable position. If you're sitting in the chair, that's fine. Just make sure your back is up nice and straight and your feet are planted on the ground, both feet, you know, and nothing is binding you. So if you need to loosen your pants a little bit, sisters, you know, take off that Brazil or just kind of get yourself comfortable. I want you to get very comfortable. Just take a couple of nice deep breaths in and out. Nice and slow. Just going to get you in a nice, comfortable, and relaxed place. That's it. Keep breathing in and out. Relaxing every part of your body. That's it. Now, close your eyes as we begin.
From the poplar tree.
All right. Now, I want you to begin to keep breathing in and out nice and slow. That's it. All right.
Winging in the southern.
Keep breathing nice and slow.
Strange fruit hanging from the poplar tree. From the poplar tree.
So now, here's what I want you to do. As you close your eyes, I want you to begin in your mind to look in front of you. You will see the beautiful green grass everywhere you see. Nice green grass. You can see the sun shining and the sky is nice and blue. And then I want you to look over to your far left and I want you to begin to walk towards a large tree in the middle of the field. That's it. Walk up to the tree. That's it. Excellent. Now, as you get closer to the tree, we're getting ready to go through this portal, go through this gateway. And on the other side, sitting inside, is the brother, George Paul. He's there. And I want you to begin, as you go inside, to think about all of the things that is going on in your life at this particular time. Maybe there is some health challenge you're dealing with. Maybe you're trying to see what your next move is going to be. Maybe you're trying to manifest something into this reality. And you just need to get yourself back into that place where you can become innovative and you can begin to create the life that you desire. I want you to take whatever is in your heart, and I want you to begin to take this question as you go in and begin to have your very divine question answered from George Paul. So here we go. Walk in. That's it. Excellent. There he is. Begin to talk to him. Ask him. Ask him whatever is on your heart. Ask him that question. Ask him for that guidance. He has. getting ready to come back. I want you to thank you. Thank him. Now, I want you to begin to turn and walk back. Walk back from the bench tree and begin to walk back in the grass. That's it. Holding all of this conversation, all of these sacred recipes that George Paul gave to you, holding it within your heart. Just breathe in nice and slow. Excellent, excellent. Now, once I say three, I want you to begin to open your eyes. One, two, three. All right. Take your time and begin to come back, holding all of those memories from the conversation, the divine conversation from George Call. Yes. 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 Excellent. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. I want you guys to call in, and I want you to share. I want you to share. Call in. Call in. All right. Beautiful. Beautiful. All right. We're going to go to the first caller calling in from area code 478. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hey, Ms. Blue.
Greetings. Who's on the line?
It's Tavares from Macon.
Okay, greetings. Greetings.
How you doing? Does my phone sound like it has static in it or anything?
You're fine.
Okay. I'm getting a couple statics. That was a wild story, Mr. Blue. That was pretty interesting. Made me think if he came up with a recipe for Hennessy also, but Hennessy do some strange things, but
yeah. So tell me about the meditation.
The meditation? What you just did?
Yes. Yes.
You want me to tell you what I asked him?
Yes.
I asked him about, you know, something I'm going through right now as far as financially. And, you know, what I got from it, it was pretty much like, don't wait on nobody else. Like, do your own thing. Like, make it happen. You know what I mean?
Beautiful. Like, beautiful.
Waiting on, you know what I mean? Just go ahead and get it instead of waiting on somebody else. So,
beautiful.
I mean,
powerful.
That's what I
okay. Beautiful. Thank you for that. Hold the line. I want to go to the next caller calling in from area code 678. You're live in the remix.
Hello?
Yes, greetings. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling
greetings.
From.
Greetings.
Greetings.
Hi, this is Rakia. I'm calling from Atlanta.
Okay. Greetings. Yes.
It's really weird about the meditation because this morning when I woke up and I did a meditation, I was, you know, really trying to connect with myself, and something told me to go outside and to speak to a tree. So that was really, really in tune. And when I spoke to him, I actually was really speaking to him. Like, I sat down inside of this, it was kind of like a room or something, but it was lit and I could see a light. And when I said to him, I was asking him, what is it that I need to do, because I feel like I don't know which way that I need to turn. Because I'm at an area in my life where I'm trying to figure out just what is my spiritual journey, what am I really here to do. And I made a decision about 2 weeks ago that I was going to withdraw from school, and I did. And and it was really, really, it was a big step for me considering how long I've been in school and, and just the things I've been doing. And what he said to me, he said that, you know, you already have the recipe. You already have the tools, but you aren't moving to make what you need to make. You aren't using your ingredients.
Wow.
And that was exactly what I got from it.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Very powerful. Yeah. Very powerful. Beautiful. Thank you so much for sharing that. Beautiful.
No problem, Ms. Blue.
Beautiful.
Thanks, hold the line. Okay.
Yes. No, we're still here. You're still here.
Hold the line.
But I don't. Okay. I'm holding.
Go ahead. No. Go ahead. Tell me.
But I don't really. I feel like I keep overthinking instead of just allowing. You know, I really feel like I'm just not trusting my spirit. And I don't know why that is, which is what's preventing me from moving forward.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what to do with it.
Yes. Well, you got a powerful confirmation here tonight. And you've been trusting yourself from knowing to it was time for you to leave school, and you did. You did that.
Okay.
It was a big step,
okay.
And you did it. You trusted yourself. This morning, you went into a meditation. You said something told you to go outside, talk to a tree. You did it. You came here tonight, and this meditation was about going to the tree. So you have confirmation here to trust what you're getting and to trust yourself. Here's one of the other things I want to tell you also. Sit with
me.
You just got this. This was very powerful. People in the chat room are all saying how powerful. Wow. This is deep. Sit with this.
Okay.
He gave you a very divine message. Allow your spirit to move with the message that you received, and you'll have that answer. Okay? Just give it some time. Give it some time.
Okay.
You're in a different place than you were earlier today. You're in a completely different place.
All right. Beautiful.
All right. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 781. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, my name is Shanice. I'm calling from Boston.
Okay. Greetings, Shanice from Boston.
Oh, greetings, Ms. Blue. How are you today?
I'm good. Good. You want to tell us what you got?
I just called in, so I didn't think you were going to call my number. I just was just calling in to listen. So I apologize. I don't want to.
You must have pressed one because you're not, like, there's a lot of people underneath you.
No, I literally called in, pressed one, and didn't think you would have said my number. Like, just now. I apologize for that. I didn't do the spirit quest, but I just literally got on the
okay,
line.
Okay, well, hold the line. Hold the line.
All right. Thank you.
Mhm. Yeah. All right. Well, I won't start nowhere near the bottom. Let me go up near the top. 410, you're live in the remix because it's a whole lot of you. People are saying they can't call in, so interesting. 410, you're live in the remix.
Unbelievable. How are you, Miss Blue?
I'm beautiful. Who's on the line, please?
This is Sean Banks.
Oh, greetings, Sean.
How are you? I'm sitting there thinking the same thing, like, there's no way I'm going to be called because I've only been on here for about, like, 40-something minutes. But the powerful thing is, you know, today I had something that I needed to finish. I've been getting real serious-minded lately. Like, okay, I got to do this. And I'm going to be very fast as possible because it's a lot of things, but I won't get into all of them. I would just say that recently I was doing, I was being guided in a color practice or a color cleansing. And I chose the color brown for personal responsibility. And I got the chance to do or to go on the vision quest. And what I took from it was Strange Fruit is playing in the back of that beat. And as you know, I'm from Baltimore, so that is that's Billie Holiday. And
yeah.
There was another video you posted earlier today about the young man from Baltimore. So all of these things are just mixing in, but I'm just going to tell you, that was powerful. That took, I haven't felt like that since the Black Wall Street story that you shared on the channel.
Yeah, so
but
did you do the Vision Quest tonight?
Yeah, I did it. Yes, I did. And I'm going to tell
mm-hmm.
you what he told me. He said, boy, get out of here. You already know what you're supposed to do, you know? And what it was, you know, there's a lot of things that I'm pulling together to change, bring about change in my city. And I know that. And that's why that color brown and personal responsibility
mm-hmm.
is just, it's so connected. As a matter of fact, before I took my son to practice, I usually wear my little white sneakers or my yellow ones, and I went there. I said, "Grab my brown polo boots out of that." I mean, it's
yeah. Man. I just did the workshop about color is my magic, talking about all of the colors, and yeah, colors bring a lot of magic. Yeah, beautiful,
yeah,
beautiful. Well, good. That's what we're sharing. I want to hear these stories of you guys who were able to connect with George Call and the message. That he was sending. Very powerful. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
So can I share one last thing? One last thing before you, I went to go, I checked to see, okay, is it going to be a remake tonight? And I was like, okay, if it's later, I'm going to go see this movie. And so I did, but when I came out, I said, well, it started a little later, so I actually had time to go see the movie and come out. Now, before I went into see this movie, Elysium, I just started making up a song, singing it to like all my grandparents who are all from down south, every last one of them.
Beautiful.
So it's a real powerful quest from me tonight, or information that I received tonight.
Yeah, beautiful. Well, thank you as always. Okay. All right. Well, peace and blessings. Hold the line for me. Hold the line.
Sure.
We're going to go to the next caller in just a moment, you guys. If you can do me a favor and place your phone on mute for me, please.
How do I do that? Push one again?
Yeah, that should work. Yeah, that should work. Oh, that's okay. You don't have to. It's all good. I got it. We're going to go to the next caller. Let's see here. Let's see. I'm just randomly picking you guys. Real interesting. I want you to share the message that George Call gave to you tonight. It's in his honor that we're going to be talking about. We're going to go to the next caller calling in, it looks like, from area code 267. You're live in the remix.
Hey. How are you doing today?
Greetings. Who's on the line?
Alexander.
Did you get a chance to do the meditation?
A little, yeah.
Okay. And what was the message you got? Wait a minute. Hold on. Where are you calling from?
Philly.
Okay. And so what was the message you got?
Be patient.
Be patient. Hmm. Hmm. That's a hard thing for you to be patient.
Oh, yeah.
It's a hard thing, especially with everything going on, to be patient. So how do you feel about being patient?
It seems a virtue, but it's hard sometimes.
Yeah, it's hard. Be patient and no more drinks.
I have one more thing. I spoke to a world on deep world about relationships. What do you see?
Say that again.
What do you see come from relationships with me?
I can't understand you. I can't hear you. You're not coming in clear.
I said relationships. In terms of me being in relationships, what do you see that coming in?
I see the first relationship is the one you need to communicate with yourself. With yourself.
Oh, what's the second relationship?
That's up to you. That's up to you if you want to have a relationship with someone else.
I do.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
You want to have a relationship with someone else, but they don't want to have a relationship with you.
What does that mean?
You tell me. I'm asking you. Didn't you just not too long ago get out of a relationship?
No.
So you've never been in a relationship?
No.
How old are you?
30. I'm 30.
You're 30 years old and you never had a relationship.
Is that good or bad?
It's neither or. But you've had relationships. I want you to think about that. I want you to think about that. Yeah, think about that. We're going to let you marinate a little bit on your own thought process. And we're going to go to the next caller. Let's see, calling in. From area code, I want to kind of area code 573. You're live in the remix.
Oh my goodness! Hello, Miss Blue. This is Davina from Columbia, Missouri.
Okay, hi. Greetings.
If I can give you just a quick thing about something you said tonight about your dream and how you was looking at Earth. It was weird because when I was driving home today, and I was looking at the moon. I was like, you know, I don't even feel like I'm staring at the moon from this planet. I felt like I was staring at a different planet. Like I wasn't even staring at the moon.
Right.
I felt like I was staring at a planet. It was almost like something from the sci-fi or something, you know, just didn't feel like the moon. I don't know, but I just wanted to say that. But when I did the meditation with Brother George, he pretty much told me I knew the answer because I had been wondering about if I was going to move to Kansas City because of his family, and it just so happens that a job that I was looking for or that I was the job doing the same thing I do today happened to open up in Kansas City today on the site that I searched for, so I think that might be a message for me also. So it basically told me, you know, stop being afraid and just go out there and do it. And
beautiful.
I'm going to give me some Jack, and every time I feel like I got to do it, I'm going to just drink a little bit.
That's it. Beautiful, beautiful. Thank you so much for that. Thank you. Hold the line. That was beautiful. We're going to go to Katie. I believe she's calling internationally.
Hello, Miss Blue.
Yes,
I'm calling from the UK.
Yes, greetings, Katie.
So I went in and I was like, I laid out everything, like, these are all my problems, this is what, you know, this is what's going on, da-da-da. And then you were like, okay, let's, you know, say goodbye. And I'm like, I haven't even told you. You haven't even advised me yet. And I was like, so what is it? And he was like, "Your thing. You need to stop thinking." And then, and I was like, oh, gosh, I need to go. And he's like, your thinking is making you late for everything.
Wow, very powerful.
And then, yeah.
Very powerful. There you go. Very powerful. Thank you for sharing that, Katie. What time is it there where you are?
It's 7 o'clock in the morning.
7 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
Dedicated remix listener. All right. Well, peace and love, Katie.
Oh,
hold the line. Hold the line.
I'm struggling with that. I don't know what it means to, I don't know, to not think or just trust.
Yeah, to not overthink, not to be too much in your head. That's what George told you. Your thinking is what's making you late. You think that you're taking too long to do things that you want or to get things done. It's because you spend too much time thinking about it and not doing. So you have to just consciously sit with it. This is what I'm telling you guys. You got some powerful answers tonight. Sit with that. Just sit with it just for a moment.
Okay.
And any time that you want to get something done and you say, well, why is this not, am I overthinking? Am I thinking? Am I too much in my head? Drop down in your body, feel, and then begin to do the action that needs to get done. Don't stay up all night thinking. Don't stay up going over and over the same thought and let it keep racing through your mind.
Yeah.
That's the time to do something. Get out a pen, a piece of paper, start to draw, start to color, play some music, take a bath, take a shower. Get out of your head. Don't think so much. Like George told you, your thinking is what's making you late for everything. You're overthinking. Powerful. Hold the line. Hold the line. We're going to go to the next caller, calling in from area code 212. You're live in a remix.
Hi, Miss Blue. How are you?
I'm great. How are you? Who's on the line, please?
It's Jack.
It's
and,
who?
It's Jack. Jack. Oh, Jackie.
Okay.
You didn't say Jackie.
Okay. You didn't say. You didn't change your name to Jack.
No,
okay, whatever.
You know what? Everybody calls me Jack. That's
okay,
the thing about
well,
it. They
beautiful,
never call me.
Beautiful.
My name is Jacqueline, but everyone always just calls
always
me Jack.
Call you Jack. Okay.
They automatically
okay, like
start
that.
Calling me that. I don't know why. But I
okay.
did the vision quest. Loved the story. It was just powerful. And when I did the vision quest, I went into the tree and I asked them because I'm like at crossroads right now. I don't know which way to go or what to do. And I said that to him. He stood up and he said, "Do you hear that?" And he started dancing to the beat.
Mm.
And I said, and he says, "Do you hear that?" And I says, "What?" He says, "That's music." He says, "You need to do your music. You come from a long line of musicians. Your last name is Shaw. You need to do music."
Mm,
and I had,
and
at
you...
one point, I lost my passion for music, for doing music.
Wow.
And I'm like at a crossroads with work and with, you know, a lot of different things in my life. And nothing seems to be, because I'm not doing music at all, nothing seems to be going in the moving. It seems I'm stuck and it's, you know, nothing seems to be moving forward for me.
Beautiful.
Oh.
That's powerful. Yes, because one of the other gentlemen that was also very close and played in one of the bands was John Shaw.
That's what he said to me. You come from a long line. John Shaw.
Yes.
Yes, that's what he said to me.
Powerful. Very powerful.
Yes.
Very, very powerful.
So I came out
all right.
That, but I just have to, like you said, let it sit, and I'll have to take steps to to move forward musically.
Well, you have to come back and let us know. Very powerful. Thank you so much, Jack. Thank you, Jack.
All right, Ms. Lou. Thank you, Ms. Lou. Have a good one.
You too. Peace and love. Wow. Wow, you guys have got powerful. Yes, beautiful, beautiful. So now we're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 843. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 843? Okay, we'll come back to 843. All right. Let's see the next caller. Calling in from area code, and you guys are going to have to say who you are because there's a lot of you on the line. 646, you're live in the remix.
Good evening, Ms. Blue. This is Amanda calling from Brooklyn.
Okay, greetings, Amanda from Brooklyn.
Greetings. Good night to the remix family.
Yes, yes. You want to tell us about what you got on the Vision Quest?
Actually, I was not able to do the Vision Quest. Something was wrong when I tried to listen to the show on my phone. It kept not loading for some reason, so I was not able to listen to the Vision Quest tonight.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. You wanted to share something?
I called in on Sunday when you had the show about growing up on Earth, and I asked you about confirmation with the job. The job that I said yes to,
yes.
The second job. And I'm actually moving in on either Saturday or Sunday, the 31st or the 1st. And right now, well, today, my energy was pretty, you're right, towards the end of the night. It was I felt it getting out of whack. But today I even got more confirmation when I had a conversation with someone from Philadelphia, and I told them where I'm moving to, and I said La Plume, and they told me La Plume, doesn't that mean like pen or something in Spanish? And all of this time I did not realize that until today. And what's crazy about that is because when I get this position, I'm going to be more creative. I love to write. I love to do poetry. I'm a spoken word artist, everything. And I said, wow, this is like really an opening for me to do the thing, well, be in the action of what I've been thinking about and what I want to do and accomplish. So that was just a confirmation for me, too. And then also I had a dream recently about a passageway. I was going down a passageway and three guards, and I had to hide from the three guards. But with that being said, the place that I moved into, it was something with, like, the Civil War, and they made the cottage that I'm moving into a memorabilia for the people who died during the Civil War. So it was a huge site for, like, the Underground Railroad. And I just feel very, very great about what I'm getting into.
Yeah. And the time that we were talking about tonight had a lot to do with the Civil War energy as well, too.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, so beautiful, beautiful. I'm glad that you got confirmation and you got even more confirmation. So now it's time to do it. You don't need any more confirmation. I've given you confirmation. You got your own confirmation. You done spoke to other people, and the confirmation is showing up everywhere. So definitely, you know.
I've seen signs too, symbols, signs and symbols.
Yeah.
So,
the beautiful. Well, beautiful. Definitely come back and let us know. So peace and love to you. Peace and love. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Oh, that was beautiful, you guys. We're going to keep going. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Press 1. Share your Vision Quest and what you got back from speaking with George Paul. We're going to go to private number calling in. Greetings.
Hi, Ms. Blue.
Greetings.
Hi,
this is
April. This is April from South Carolina. Can you hear me okay?
Okay. I sure can, April from South Carolina.
Okay. This is kind of powerful for me. I haven't been able to speak with you probably for almost a year, and I said that I haven't really tried to call in because I've been trying to kind of listen and process some things. And I've called in a couple of times. I haven't been able to get through, and I really just knew that when it was time for me to get through, I would.
Yes.
So with this particular meditation, I've been going through some things in my life lately where I'm almost there, like so many different areas of my life. I'm almost there. I'm almost where I want to be. And I know that I have to push through in a certain way. And I've been doing this work now for like maybe like the last 3 years. But the one thing that I realize about myself is I don't always have the right intention. I can't say for certain that I understand what it means when you say, you know, everything comes from love and that's the only thing that's real. And I know that I have to get that. I have to get that in order to really do my work the way I need to do. And I feel it when I'm doing something and it does not have the right intention. When I'm trying to do my work and it's all about the gimme, 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 or the what can I get out of this. I feel that.
Right.
And so I walked past the tree, and he was just sitting there in a chair. And I knelt down before him, and I said, you know, I have all these things in my life that I've gone through and that I want to do and I want to accomplish, that I want to be. I want to understand this. Like, I want to understand this work. I want to understand why I'm here to do this work and what it is I'm supposed to do in furthering this work. And he took my hand and he rubbed my hand, and then he lifted up my chin and he brushed my face, and he didn't say anything to me. He just pointed up to one of the branches of the tree, and there was a noose. And he just pointed up to the branch and to the noose, and immediately I knew that he was trying to tell me that you keep hanging yourself because you won't just let yourself die to the truth of what is. You keep taking yourself back through these changes, and you won't let yourself just let that old person die, and you won't just let yourself sit and settle into this. And once you do that, you'll be fine, and your intention will always be pure once you do that. So, like I said, I've been trying to get in to talk to you, and I haven't been able to, and I realized it just wasn't the time. And I am probably going to take tonight, go to sleep, and try to process. But really starting tomorrow, I am really going to approach things from a different intention. And
let me offer you something here. Don't start tomorrow. How about right now? And I want you to hear that, because that's your throat chakra.
Oh, wow.
Not trying to close, but trying to open.
Oh, wow. And I did not have coffee. I have not been coughing all day. Oh, it's blue.
Yeah. It's opening, not closing. It's trying to open itself up. Don't start tomorrow. You already started today when you answered the call and you spoke to George Call. Beautiful, powerful. Very powerful. So no more worries about not being pure, not being in the best intention. You're there. You're there. So the first thing that you have to do is really trust yourself. Trust yourself. You don't trust yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And stop judging. Let the judging go. It's killing you.
It is.
The judging is killing you. So let the judging go. So all of these things, these ideas, these things, you're a very intuitive sister, and you have these things. Even when it comes to relationship, that's what happens. You get in there, and everything is good to go, and you're happy, and then all of a sudden, you start judging yourself. You're not good enough. You didn't do this right. Oh, it's your fault. And then what happens is that energy turns on you. And so suddenly it doesn't become your fault no more. It's everybody else's fault.
Mm-hmm.
You can't live in that energy anymore. You can't. And you're ready to give it up.
I'm so ready to give it up. I just felt like when I asked him the question, I just said, I have all of this. All of this that I know I'm supposed to be, all this that I know that I am, how do I break through this block? Because I know this is what's keeping me in this place, mm-hmm. and all he did was point to a branch.
But that was powerful to let you know that you do hold the key. You hold it. Stop hanging yourself. The first thing that you got to know is that you got to let go of this image who you think you are. That's the death he's telling you. You've got to die. You've got to let go. A couple of months ago, I did the show, and I told you that I am a new beginner. I had to die again. Forget who you think you are. Forget what you think you're supposed to be doing. Forget what you think you're supposed to be here for. Let that shit go. Because who you are is who you are. Nothing else is required. When you can accept that reality, the pictures, the dreams, because you get a lot of visions, the dreams, it will all become clear. But if you build yourself up to the point where you become so fucking unreachable, even to yourself, you will never be able to obtain those things. Stop comparing yourself to what someone else has done. Who gives a damn that you've been doing this for 3 years? Whether it's one day that you've come into consciousness or whether you've been here 50 years, we all get what we need. We're on our own journeys, our own paths.
And the difficult thing for me was always that it's been 3 years, and yet I feel like I just don't get that part that's so key to me that's going to open me up. And now it's just completely different. It's like you said, like even when I said, oh, I'm going to start tomorrow, I'm going to process, that was still me hanging myself again. I had the answer right there.
Right there. Right there. That's it. You know that you came back to this planet to be a healer. That's what you came back to do.
And the amazing part was he wasn't like, oh, girl, you got this, or I can't believe you're coming here to me with this. Like, really, you're going to ask me this question? He just so lovingly told me, look, sis, stop doing this to yourself.
That's right.
Die one time and let it go.
Just let it go. That's all you have to do. Because who you're letting yourself go to is you, not someone else's power, not to be under someone else's energy, but up under your own. For those of you who did the meditation that went in and you were able to really humble yourself to the brown spirits, to George Call, your message could be nothing less than profound. It's not going to tell you you got it all figured out. It's not. It's simply not. That's not it. It's not about having everything figured the fuck out. The only time you can grow is when you don't know. That is the only time you are in the place of growing. If you know everything, then you can get nothing. And I don't mean nothing as in zero, because that's powerful. I mean you cannot grow no further than where you are. So, you know, in the beginning, when Brother Bobby Hemmett and even Brother Panic and myself and many others who've come on the show have talked about, when we start talking about the ways of the occult, the only way to get in is with a pure heart. Hear me when I say that. That is what it means. The mystics, the teachers, you will not get in. There is a covenant there that will not let your ass in. You got in tonight. You got in. It's not even about understanding every day. I'm sure it's some of you out there like, he told me some shit, and I don't know what this means. Or I know what this means, but that don't make sense. It's time for us to know our magic for real again. To know it for real. Sit with it. That requires you to humble yourself. I don't know about any of you, but I wouldn't want to go on a spirit quest to get. You already got the fucking answer. You got it. This ain't Walt Disney and at the top of Witch Mountain and somebody up there waving a fucking wand saying all the answers are within. We got that. You don't need to talk to George, Carl, or me, or anybody to know that. You don't need to talk to nobody to know that everything is within. That's the first law of coming into consciousness. All is one. Isn't that what they say? All is one. You have to allow to give yourself that recognition, that honor, that recognition of when it was there. See, too many times, and one of the other things that George and many of the spirits of the brothers and sisters tell me that they fucking hate, for some reason, we don't want to give each other no fucking credit. Everybody wants to come out and say that all this shit just came from them. So tonight, this is why I wanted to share this connection, divine connection, with George Call, so you could make it. And you did it. You did it. Got a very profound message. Listen to it. Listen to it. He told you, the noose, stop hanging yourself. You don't need anybody else to help you. You're doing a damn good job. You're ready. You walk through the portal. You walk through the gate hole. You said, that's it, enough. I'm not going to do it. So you said, in the morning. No, you're not going to do it no more right now.
Yes.
Right now. That's what it takes. Do it right now. Don't do it tomorrow. Don't do it next week. Don't say, do you know how many people have left here saying they will take care of something in the morning, the next hour, the next year, the next day, in a few minutes? Don't wait. Do it now. You recognized it. You went into the energy. You got the message. You got the channel. It's there. Do it now.
I am.
Do it now. And forget who you think you are. Let all of that go. Who cares? And then you'll get to see who the fuck you really are. And that is going to blow your mind. It'll be so much more than you could ever imagine. So thank you.
Thank you. That was a beautiful reflection for all of us. And make sure you email us or email me, because I want to hear how things are going for you. Very powerful.
I will. Thank you.
Yes. I'm going to give you guys a little exercise here that you can begin to do. And walking forward for all of you who did the meditation that was able to do it and able to go through it. If not, you can always download. You can always go back and you can always get into this energy and you can do it for yourself. I want you, after you get your answer, after you get your answer from George Call, I want you to sit down and I want you to think about what that message means to you. Write it down. I believe in the power of the pen and paper, blue ink, because you can always tell the original. I want you to write it down. After you write it down, then I want you to take these steps into consideration. And the first one is, I want you to say, whatever it is, if it's something with your health, if it's something with your relationships, if it's something with you dealing with some sort of problem you're having, drug, alcohol, whatever it is, if it's something that you're trying to understand about who you are and what you're doing and what direction you're supposed to be moving into, I want you, once you begin to get the message, I want you to sit down and I want you to write one thing that's going to be so fucking easy for you to do to move in that direction. One thing, just one thing that is easy. I don't care what it is. So for those of you out there that need to do some funky feng shui, let's say that's it. One thing that you can do that's easy. So maybe, for example, you put down, make my bed. Every day, I get up and I get out of my bed. The first thing I'm going to do, make my bed. That's the easy thing. And then I want you to put something down that is going to challenge your ass to move beyond where you are. See, because we have become so fucking complacent. Magic is not just about feeling comfortable. Sometimes it is some uncomfortable shit when you're learning. It is very uncomfortable. And even for me, getting these channels and understanding them, processing them, I could never get there thinking I fucking know it all. Never would I have been able to put this information together. So I want you to write down one step that's easy as hell for you. And then I want you to write down another step that is going to move your ass and put you in a place that you are so fucking uncomfortable that you could cringe at even thinking about doing it. So if we do the feng shui, here's one of the things you can do, because I dealt with this in a reading with a sister this week. So, one, make your bed. That's the easy. I'm going to make my bed when I get up in the morning. The uncomfortable thing, guess what? I want you to open up all your blinds in your house, and I want you to invite one of your family members in so they could see your house in the state that it's in. Because, see, that right there is going to make you so uncomfortable, you're going to get up off your ass, and you're going to do what you need to do. Now, that could be anything. So perhaps, maybe there's a particular food or something you can't eat because it is making the disease within your body manifest itself to a level that it should not manifest itself. One thing I want you to do, that's easy. Contact the Forgotten Foods. By the way, Blue Magic is on their website, theforgottenfoods.com. I want you to go there. That's easy. That's one of the easy steps. Hard step, what I want you to do, go in your kitchen cabinet, take that shit that you know you're not supposed to eat, and throw that shit in the garbage. See, that's going to make you move beyond your comfort level. So think of something that's easy, and then think of something that's very challenging. The other thing is, some of you are out there saying you want to do readings. Easy thing, get you a Kim deck. Hard thing, step outside your comfort zone. Do a reading for somebody. That's going to make you step outside of your comfort zone. So we're getting ready to go into the after hours. I want to say thank you and blessings to all of you guys here. It's a powerful weekend. We got the workshop with Nancy Lockhart coming up this weekend. And, yes, we're still going to give away two of those tickets. It'll probably be early in the morning. So check Facebook, check your email, check something, because you will get those tickets.
still two more to give away. For those of you who want to be a part of the workshop, email Nancy, the wrongful conviction at gmail.com. If you like the show, like it. If you love it, love it. Download, 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 download. And peace and love to all my brown spirits and warm spirit out there. Peace and love, you guys. We're going to get out of here. It's been a crazy beautiful week. I love you guys. Keep knowing your magic. For real, keep knowing your magic. And, yeah, love you guys. Blue Moon, a call of brown spirit. The real Jack Daniel story. Peace and love, everyone. Peace and love. See you guys on Sunday night. Download, download, download. You know what to do. Download. Peace and love. Much love. Peace and love.